Hi everyone, Siobhan Chapman here, and welcome to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. It's Friday morning, which means it's time for the weekend review and preview conversation, where my guests will recap how markets have performed over the past few sessions and preview what you can expect in the week ahead. Today's conversation will primarily focus on the quarter two reporting season results, as well as the Fed's beige book. Joining us for the conversation, I'm glad to welcome back Mike Gord, asset allocation strategist with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Mike, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Good morning, Siobhan. Doing well. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mike. So let's get started. With the first big week of the quarter two reporting soon to be behind us, how have results been coming in relative to expectations?
So at this point, just over 60 companies in the S&P 500 have reported second quarter earnings. That's about 13% of the market cap. The firms that have reported do skew toward financial institutions as they tend to go earlier in the season. And, you know, we have pretty relatively little insight into how things are going to play out this season for big tech, which is definitely going to be the focus and could be a source of some potential volatility. That said, so far, it is a solid earnings season. About 75% of reporting firms have beaten earnings per share expectations, and they have positive aggregate sales figures, those that have reported so far. Again, still really early innings here, but it is worth mentioning that the forward guidance that we are hearing on earnings calls for next quarter is a little bit better than what forward guidance was coming into the current quarter. So I would say that some of that is skewed by the financial companies that have reported first, but it's a trend that it's a positive trend for the market and something we like to see. So that's kind of where we're at, at this early stage in the earnings season.
On the macro calendar, it was a fairly busy week of releases, spanning retail sales to housing-related data. What can you recap for us?
So after the improvement or weaker CPI prints last Thursday, there have been a couple other notable data points. So last Friday, we got the University of Michigan survey results, where sentiment continued to show signs of softening. And on the positive side, longer-term inflation expectations actually ticked lower to 2.9% from 3%, just reinforcing the narrative that the Fed does not have to be overly concerned with inflation expectations at risk of de-anchoring, which is, all else equal, a positive for them to look at interest rates later this year. Earlier this week on Tuesday, we got a big retail sales figure for the monthly number, well above expectations, and it also included an upward revision to last month's retail sales figures. This is important because ongoing consumption strength, within the consumer is really critical to keeping the U.S. economy out of a recession and in kind of that soft landing trajectory. So that retail sales figure plus that CPI data last week have definitely boosted the outlook for second quarter GDP. The Atlanta Fed's GDP now kind of live GDP estimator is up to 2.7% for the quarter, up from just 1.5% 2 weeks ago in response to this positive data.
So I want to move to the Fed. On Wednesday, we received the Fed's beige book. Any notable takeaways as we look ahead to the July policy meeting?
Yeah, so I would say at a high level, this latest beige book, it suggests continuing weakening or softening trends that have been taking place all year. Economic activity remains solid, but there are signs of further weakening from this latest edition. On the employment side, employment rose at a slight pace. Most districts reported flat or slightly positive employment growth, and several districts reported improvement in labor supply constraints, and labor turnover was lower than it was previously. And all this means together is that the labor market continues to get back into balance as, demand lowers and supply increases. And then lastly, from the beige book, on prices, they increased at a modest pace overall, Consumer spending was essentially flat, though almost every district mentioned discounting items and price-sensitive consumers only purchasing essentials, trading down in quality, buying fewer items, or shopping around for deals. So, you know, when looking at that, you know, consumption is holding up well in the aggregate, but clearly some lower income cohorts are feeling stretched as these price increases have continued. So those are the key things I take away from the Beige Book this time.
So we are coming to the end of our conversation, Mike, and I want to turn to next week. What is taking place that investors should be mindful of?
Next week, the focus is probably going to be on second quarter GDP readings, which will come out on Thursday. After last quarter's 3.1% growth rate, it'll be interesting to see how this quarter comes in, if it's closer to that 2.7% that is currently being tracked by the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now tracker, or if it'll be closer to that 1.5% level suggested just a couple of weeks ago. We also will get personal income and spending numbers. So we'll be watching to see if that if the spending side is telling a similar story to retail sales, or if some of those price-conscious consumption habits that were mentioned in this week's Beige Book will start to affect some of that those spending numbers to a larger degree. And then finally, we have PCE inflation readings next Friday. Again, that's Fed's preferred inflation gauge. So just continuing to watch that to make sure that those are coming in low as expected, because, you know, any indication of a possible reacceleration would cause markets to pretty quickly reprice interest rate expectations where they now see cuts likely in September and probably December. So that's what to look out for next week. And that's it for me, Siobhan. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.